And of course, because it's Monday and it's the perfect time, you're not thinking about rain, you're thinking about watercolors. It is Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning. Lots and lots of watercolors today, but luckily you can look forward to sunny art ahead this week. Wednesday, the Youth Film Photo Club at the Duluth Art Institute is starting up, 5:30 p.m. This is a group for folks over 12 years old and who want to learn and practice and celebrate and engage with film. You know, that stuff that is how we develop negatives and capture light. Photography, you know, comes from the word writing with light, and these students are going to be able to practice how it is that, you know, sort of going back to the very origins of photography with film. There is a dark room in the Duluth Art Institute in the depot, one of the only public dark rooms available in the Northland region. So it's really, I think it's just fabulous for these folks to learn. It is a pretty amazing thing that you can capture light, that you can create this little trap for it and fix it on a surface, and then to figure out all the different ways that you can use that. I think, you know, when we think of photography, it was actually developed as a technology. It was developed, you know, when it was first exhibited in Paris, it was in the technology booth. It wasn't in the art booth. And artists, because they're wonderfully adept at using technology and using science and using ways to observe the world, decided, oh, wait, this is a fabulous technology that we can use. And so it started to become, to be welcomed into the art world. So 5:30 Wednesday, folks over 12 can celebrate that. Friday is a double whammy. In the morning at Prove Gallery, 10 a.m., Blackbird Revolt is doing their second in a series of two design workshops. And these are free workshops that you just have to sign up through Prove to be a part of it. And I can't think of a better place to learn and a better teacher for design, because Blackbird Revolt really is on the forefront of design in our community, and then design just, you know, on a broad scale of what you can do with graphic design. So they are teaching, this particular session is about type, typeface, and, you know, how you lay out type. I mean, you just write what you need to write. But there is a whole language to how you have language in artwork and how you have language in graphic design and how you communicate your message, not only with the words that you're writing, but how you write them. So it's type and color for beginners. And this is, it's a series that Prove is doing where they are inviting in artists to share where they come from, how they're thinking about things, and also share real, actual skills with anyone who wants to be a part of it. So it's part of the way that Prove shows how inclusive they are. That's a core part of their mission, and it's a real clear way that they are demonstrating that. Then Friday evening from 5:30 to 7 at the Duluth Folk School is an opening of their new art exhibition, and it's called Over Stories, and it's a celebration of trees. So the subtitle is Tales of Trees, and they have two really fascinating artists. I think that Duluth Folk School is really finding their niche and their voice in the kind of artwork they're exhibiting alongside with the amazing programming that they're doing. So these are two artists. This is Kirsten Anderson and John Zazada. John Zazada is a retired silviculturalist. He used to work for the U.S. Forest Service in Grand Rapids and has been doing birch bark weavings for, I think, 20 years, I mean, for quite some time, and really fascinating ways he weaves shoes and baskets and knife holsters and sort of anything that you can think of with birch bark weaving. John has been part of it. So he's really knows the material intimately, both through his work and through his artistic craft and passion. And then Kirsten Anderson does interesting work with felted wool. Specifically, the work that's being celebrated here is work that looks at trees. And when I was looking at the advertisement for this, I thought, oh, a watercolorist, wonderful. And then I looked closer and realized it was out of wool. So she is really making some fascinating pieces. And she talks about the fact that these wool fibers mimic her subject matter. So they look like the tiny root hairs and the way that they intersect. I mean, when you think of like what you do to make felted thing, you are taking these small fibers and making them interlock and intertrace. So we think of the forest under the title of the show is Overstories, but we also think of that understory with and then really underground story with the root structure is just such a fascinating system. So she's also looking at that, the way the overstory is formed, you know, the way trees weave together to create this integrated pattern. She talks about the root hairs looking like these layers of earth or layers on bark. And a lot of her work is cross-sectional. So it's like, you know, you sort of feel like you're looking at the stump of a tree and all of the amazing things that are in there. I mean, I think, you know, think back to when you're a kid and you could just sort of look at the stump of a tree for hours and try and piece together the history of that thing, that living being, through the story that it's telling. That's the kind of thing she's exploring in her work. So that is opening at the Folk School. And then Sunday, 6:30 a.m., you can get up bright and early. Sunrise is at 7, so you have about 7:15, I think. So you're about 45 minutes before sunrise because it is the photo meet at Glensheen. Glensheen does these quarterly photo meets where they open up their grounds to photo lovers and photographers of all different levels to just have fun and take as many photos and as cool as photos as possible. They have awards for the best sunrise photo. They have a scavenger hunt so photographers can make sure that they get every single thing around there. It is one of the best views of the lake is from Glensheen. So there will be coffee. That could be someone's tagline or motto. There will be coffee there. Folks can get out and hopefully, you know, well, maybe if it's raining, that adds an extra challenge to folks as well. But it'll be beautiful, rain or shine, at Glensheen on Sunday at 6:30. And that's our week in art, Lisa.
Wow, it is indeed. Annie, we'll talk again next week. And as usual, thanks a million.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays at 8:20, right here on Northland Morning.